Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is MC Money. I am joined by Certain the Soccer Dad and Dr. Houts, or better known as Houts MD. And we are less than 48 hours from the NFL draft and 48 hours from now, boys. The Dolphins will still not have picked. We'll probably be on pick number 5 right now. Just because, you know how it is all drawn out, right? So here's what's going to happen. Right? 8 o'clock is going to hit. They're going to talk for about 10 minutes. The commissioner's going to come out probably about 8:11, 8:12, right? And then they're just going to – the picks will be in. We've seen this so many times. The picks will be in, and we'll just wait because they have to play to the TV. So it's probably going to be well after 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30, before the Dolphins actually pick is going to be my guess. Are you guys excited or what? We have a beautiful 3 days coming up pretty soon.
I'm going down to some. I'm stoked, dude. Yeah. I mean, as much as you sit there and you wait and you just get anxious and pissed off because it's so drug out, like, I'm dreading being there because you got to wait, what? Like you said, it's going to be 10:30. I'm going to be down there probably all day. So, oh, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be great when they pick, but it's going to suck just sitting there and going through pick after pick after pick.
Here's the thing with the NFL draft. I went when it was in New York, the last year it was in New York, I went on day 3. And obviously day 3 is not as exciting as day 1, right? Obviously. But it's kind of the same. It was pretty freaking boring just sitting there. Because they give you a headphone, and I don't know if they're going to do this in Philly. I'm sure they will. But they give you a headphone to listen to either the NFL Network or ESPN, but what they don't show you in the and it might be different in Philly, what they didn't show in Radio City Music Hall were player highlights or player breakdowns. So you're basically just hearing the pick, you're listening on your headphone, just staring at blank space, listening to everything. So it's kind of a lot of dead time if you're actually there. But again, I'm sure it's a lot different on a night 1 than it is on night 3. Houts, you're probably going to be so messed up anyways by that time.
I hope so, but
I mean, even going to remember what's going on.
Did you see the prices of some of those beers? It's like $15 for like a 24 ounce or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know how messed up it's going to be.
That is absolutely insane.
I know you said you're going to be drinking a six pack for the same price as 2 of my beers, so.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
So here's what's going on in my life, right? We have tickets to the circus. Isn't that crazy? We have tickets to the circus. Circus starts at 7 p.m. It's the Ringling Brothers, as you all probably know. The Ringling Brothers, it's their last time doing the circus. They're doing a final tour, and this is going to be it. And that's just what it's going to be. And we have tickets to it, and we are going. And I'll probably be home around 9:30. So I'm going to miss probably the first hour and 15 minutes of the draft, which sucks. But I'll rewatch it when I get home. I'll watch it after the Dolphins pick and rewatch the first round. It is what it is, right, boys?
You'll have your phone, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to know everything that happens. Normally Twitter, don't they, like, normally tip the picks, it seems?
That's the thing that I don't like. I don't like to be on Twitter during the draft because of the tipped picks. I don't like that. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
If you're not going Twitter during the draft, Sutton, they'll ruin it for you, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for the heads up.
Seriously, do not go on it because, yeah, you have people like Jason Lockonfor and everyone else decides to be breaking news people, and they tip the picks, and then you'll get the picks, and it's not as exciting as watching it as on TV as everything unfolding. So, yeah. All right.
I will surely take your advice.
All right. So we have a interesting show tonight with just 48 hours to go. What we're going to do is a first-round mock draft. We have all been designated teams. We're going to rotate, okay? And we're going to pick players. And then when we get to the Dolphins, we're going to debate it. We're each going to pick one player, and then we're going to debate it. But at the same time, we're going to put it up on Twitter in a Twitter poll. And we're going to help we're going to let the people help decide. We'll also put it up in a live thread. And then we're going to see what you guys think, and we are going to go from there, okay? But this will be our entire show tonight. We'll go from round one only. We'll start from Cleveland, obviously, at pick number one, and go to the Saints at pick number 32. So, boys, are you ready?
I'm ready, man. This is the first year I get to do a live mock draft on a podcast, and then I get to do a live fantasy football draft for the first time in my career. So I'm pretty pumped for this. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome. So I'm pretty pumped too, and I'm so pumped that I'm sitting down in front of my computer and not moving at all with no excitement on my face. Are you ready?
Okay, Roger Goodell, is the session now in open, or the NFL draft is now in session, or whatever they say?
Do that thing he does and say
that thing.
Esteban, I don't know if you're listening right now, but the schedule breakdown, no, we're not going to talk about today. We're going to talk about that after the draft, so next week probably, okay? All right, we are going to start with the NFL draft, NFL mock draft on Finsider Radio. I will be tweeting the picks out as we go on Twitter. If you don't like that, you can mute us. If not, keep following along. And welcome to the 2017 Finsider Radio Mock NFL Draft. The Cleveland Browns and Certain the Soccer Dad are now on the clock.
Oh, by the way, my dad listened to one of our podcasts last week. And He's like, Aaron, you should tell your podcast buddies that your last name is Sutton. I was like, Dad, I assure you they know this.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's funny, right? Anyway,
that is awesome.
I'm going to go ahead and turn in the card right now. For me, there's no debate. I'm taking Myles Garrett, number one, for the Cleveland Browns. I don't see the value in a quarterback at number one. I have enough trade ammunition to get back up into the first round should I really, really like one particular quarterback. I have the ammunition to come back up and get him. So I'm going to go ahead and take the undisputed best player in this draft and take Myles Garrett.
All right, so Myles Garrett off the board, and he is, like you said, the undisputed number one player in the draft. But when you start talking about quarterbacks, and things get a little out of whack, and we'll see what happens there with the Browns. All right, the San Francisco 49ers and Houts MD are now on the clock.
All right, I mean, with this pick, I go several different directions. I definitely think Kyle Shanahan would love to get a quarterback here, but it's a little bit early, and I think there are better players available. I do think I think after this year, they might be looking at Kirk Cousins. I know that's a big rumor out there, so that might be the way they go at the end of the year. So there's a couple routes. I could have took Marshawn Lattimore. But for me, I'm looking at defensive line, and I'm looking at Solomon Thomas out of Stanford. He's going to improve that terrible defense up in San Francisco and give him a cornerstone on that defense for years to come.
Okay, so we have Myles Garrett off the board, Solomon Thomas off the board for the 49ers, and Solomon Thomas is right up there, just like Myles Garrett, of course, not as close there. I have Solomon Thomas as our seventh-ranked player on our big board, which is compiled of four different draft guide scores: Inside the Pylon, Ian Wharton's NFL Draft Guide, Optimum Scouting, and Dane Brugler. So in a sense, it's not exactly my board. It is a board comprised of four different scores and then averaged out over that. So when we refer to the board tonight, the consensus board, that is exactly what we are talking about. So Solomon Thomas off the board, Myles Garrett off the board. Myles Garrett with a total score of 9.88 out of 10, Solomon with 9.25 out of 10, and the Chicago Bears and MC Money, which is me, are now on the clock. And the Bears need quite a few things, but there is no more pressing need than on defense for the Bears. They are a hot mess right now. I mean, they need help on offense. They do need a quarterback, but remember, they just paid Mike Glennon a ton of money. I don't think it's smart for them to draft a quarterback this high when they just invested so much. So I am going to go with Marshawn Lattimore, cornerback for the Chicago Bears pick here, the number 9 player overall on the consensus board. However, he is the number 1 cornerback on our horizontal board. So that is the pick for the Chicago Bears. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Certain the Soccer Dad are now on the clock.
All right. I have heard some rumblings about a quarterback in this position, and honestly, if I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar fan, I really couldn't dispute this. Blake Bortles played absolutely dreadful quarterback play last year. It was some of the most horrible tape I've ever seen. But the year before that, he was a little bit resilient. So it's tough to what to make of him. So I am considering quarterback here. But at the end of the day, I think they just need an offensive playmaker. I can think of Allen Robinson, and, you know, they just lost Julius Thomas to us. So you're wondering what playmakers a new quarterback would even come into. So that's why I'm looking at Leonard Fournette here. I think that's going to get the ground game revved up a little bit. And in that division, if you can establish the run, then you have a chance to win the division. So I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to snag up Leonard Fournette.
You are going to turn in the card with Leonard Fournette with the Jacksonville Jaguars. In real life, they may snatch a quarterback on Thursday night. That is the rumor going around right now. We'll see what happens. But expect the unexpected is what we've been told. And just one note about this draft, this mock draft, there are no trades. So obviously when the real deal happens on Thursday, we're going to see a lot of crazy moves at the top of the board. But no trades tonight. We're going to pick straight from the board. Leonard Fournette on the consensus big board out of those four draft guides, ranked together, averaged together. Remember, each individual guide has their own rank. It doesn't necessarily mean these ranks. These are the average. Leonard Fournette, number 4 overall, and, of course, number 1 running back on the horizontal board for the consensus there. All right, the Tennessee Titans and Houts MD are now on the clock with the 5th overall pick.
I like the Tennessee Titans. I like what they did last season. I was at the game when they laid a smackdown on our Miami Dolphins. I definitely think they could use a wide receiver. You got Corey Davis there, Ross, Mike Williams. But for me, it comes down to the secondary. And I was torn between Jamal Adams, but I ended up going with the homer pick, the Ohio State Buckeye Malik Hooker here. I think he'll improve that secondary and really help out that defense in 2017.
All right, so Malik Hooker is off the board, going to
plus
the
his
Tennessee
last name's Hooker. Plus his last name's Hooker.
Hey, that's all that counts, right? Malik Hooker, there's been some debate with Malik Hooker and Jamal Adams. We'll see what happens on a Thursday night, but all signs point to Jamal Adams being the number one safety off the board. In the horizontal board, Malik Hooker is ranked higher than Jamal Adams. Just by a little bit, though, Malik Hooker with a score of 9.31. Jamal Adams with a score of 9.3. Okay, so very close there. We'll see how their careers shape up. So Malik Hooker off the clock. The New York Jets and MC Money, which is obviously me, are now on the clock. And I am running to the podium with this pick because the Jets desperately need a quarterback, right? But what quarterback do they want? Is it Pat Mahomes? Is it Deshaun Kizer? Or is it Deshaun Watson? Or is it Mitch Trubisky? And ladies and gentlemen, the New York Jets are selecting Deshaun Watson. And that is right, Deshaun Watson, ladies and gentlemen. Quarterback.
I don't want that.
Listen, Deshaun Watson on the consensus big board, a total score of 8.87. Number 1 on the consensus big board. The individual guys had different rankings for the quarterback, but averaged together, Deshaun Watson comes out on top. Not much separation between him and the number 2 guy, Pat Mahomes. But for the Jets, we are going Deshaun Watson. Take it. And I hope he's a bust because obviously the Jets are our rivals. All right.
I don't think he will be. That's why I'm booing. That's
that said, Sutton and the San Diego Chart. Sutton and the Los Angeles Chargers are now on the clock.
God, that's got to be so hard to do, to just not blurt that out.
Imagine
I don't envy your position, MC Money. Okay, so Garrett's off the clock. Okay. The Chargers, they sure seem like they could use some wide receiver help. I know they have Keenan Allen. He was on my fantasy football team last year. Great that that worked out. He was injured the first week of the year and seems to have a recurring injury problem. They did have was it Terrell Williams? Was that who? He was one of the guys that came in.
Yep.
And Dontrelle Inman came in. But those aren't any guys that are going to – just decimated by injuries. So they do have a little depth there, but I think they could use some top-end talent. And Corey Davis is still on the clock there. The Chargers have invested in defense recently, so let's go ahead and get Phil Riv a little help in the twilight of his career. So let's go ahead and get him some help on the perimeter and get him Corey Davis.
All right, Corey Davis off the board, wide receiver. Corey Davis ranked number 2 on the consensus big board. We will not tell you who the number 1 pick is until that person is picked, whenever they may be picked here in this mock draft. But Corey Davis, the number 2 wide receiver on the consensus big board, off the charts for the LA Rams, headed out to the West Coast. That means the Carolina Panthers and Houts are now on the clock.
For me, Carolina, you have Jonathan Stewart. Got a bunch of – I mean, last season it was an off season for them. They played well the year prior, making the Super Bowl. For me, they really need to improve that run game. And for me, the best running back in this year's draft is Christian McCaffrey out of Stanford.
Oh.
I like his versatility. I mean, he can come out, he can play in the slot, he can make plays in both the passing and the receiving game. I think him behind Cam Newton in that read option style offense,
okay,
I think it's going to cause nightmares for teams. So, for me, Christian McCaffrey, I'm just thanking God that he's not going to the Patriots, because that would be that was one of my biggest fears. And I love Christian McCaffrey, and I'm excited to see him play in the NFL.
Good stuff, man. Christian McCaffrey, I love the dude. Listen, with Leonard Fournette off the board, I think that is obviously the next best running back on the board in all boards, right? Not just our consensus board right here, but in terms of all the boards. Some people may say Dalvin Cook. Some people may say Christian McCaffrey, but we don't know which way the Panthers are going to lead in real life, but all signs point to a running back for them, and we'll just have to see how that all shakes out on Thursday evening. We'll find out pretty quickly. All right, with that said, that means the Cincinnati Bengals and I are now on the clock. And like I ran to the podium with the Jets pick and Deshaun Watson, I am running to the podium with this pick, because for Jamal Adams to be on the board at number 9 is just absolutely crazy, in my opinion. I think in real life he'll be going in the top 5. Jamal Adams from LSU. 6 feet tall, but he is an absolute playmaker. He struggles a little bit in zone. He doesn't have the greatest speed out there, but he is a football player, and he is going to be a tackling machine out there. He is going to make impact plays from day one, and that is the pick for the Cincinnati Bengals, Jamal Adams. That means the Buffalo Bills and certain the Soccer Dad are now on the clock.
This is kind of an awkward position to be in, just because you're trying to make a thoughtful decision for a rival, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to pick a punter for them right now, but I'm going to try to be faithful to the exercise.
Pull a Tampa Bay.
Yeah, let's go get a Guaya in the second round. I'm looking at their offense right now. It's a very run-oriented offense. The defense, they have a few pieces there, but there's definitely some declining parts there too. It's not the formidable Rex Ryan defense that we're used to those first couple of years he was in Buffalo. With that being said, you're just talking about value, MC Money. Jamal Adams falls to you with Cincinnati. O.J. Howard's falling to me. I run a run-oriented offense. I have the best blocker and a tremendous athlete in O.J. Howard that can open up some of the passing game. Clearly, passing the perimeter is not working so well. You do have Sammy Watkins over there, but the way they could move the ball maybe with Charles Clay and O.J. Howard, I can't really turn down the value in O.J. Howard, so I'm taking him.
All right, I hate this pick just because it's the Buffalo And O.J. Howard is going to be an absolute monster in the NFL, no matter where he ends up.
Our troubles, you know, as Dolphins fans, our troubles covering tight ends in the middle of the field. So that's why it's kind of an awkward pick for me to make, but I think it's the right one for Buffalo.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. And O.J. Howard, the consensus number one tight end on our board here, and it's not even close. That is an absolutely fantastic pick for the Buffalo Bills. Nice job, certain the soccer dad. Houts, you are now on the clock for the New Orleans Saints.
Much like you guys, you keep running to the podium with these picks. For me here, Pat Mahomes, I definitely think that New Orleans could go that direction. Drew Brees isn't getting any younger.
Are you going Pat Mahomes here?
I'm not going Pat Mahomes, but
who are you going with?
I can definitely see New Orleans going Pat Mahomes. For me, I'm going Jonathan Allen, the defensive end out of Alabama. I mean, he's very versatile. He can play
pretty
much anywhere on the defensive line. New Orleans needs help on defense, and I think he would fit many roles in that defense. So that's my pick. I do think they could go quarterback here because, like I said, Brees is getting old. But Jonathan Allen, that's huge value there at 11, so that's my pick.
Oh, that is absolutely great value. Jonathan Allen, the number one defensive tackle on our consensus board. And again, just to remind our consensus board is a average of the scores taken from four different draft guides, Ian Wharton, Inside the Pylon, Optimum Scouting, and Dane Brugler. They all have different rankings than from what we have compiled here on the consensus board. But we took the scores of those guys and averaged them out over four to get a consensus big board. And please, if you can, purchase their draft guides. They put in a lot of great work. Jonathan Allen, the number one defensive tackle, total score of 9.23 off the board to the New Orleans Saints. And then that means I am now on the clock with the Cleveland Browns. And this is really easy for me. I don't know if you guys, thank God you guys are not general managers in the NFL because I should not be running to the podium this often in terms of players just dropping to me. And I don't know what you guys are doing. I do know what you're doing. There are no trades in this mock draft, so it's a little tough to really get a good feel of how things are going to shake out. But listen, Cleveland Browns, right? Myles Garrett, number one overall, taken by certain soccer dad. I am running to the podium here for another quarterback. But who is that quarterback going to be? Is it going to be Pat Mahomes? Is it Deshaun Kizer? Or is it Mitch Trubisky? And drum roll, please. God, that was terrible. We need better sound. So I am going with Pat Mahomes to the Cleveland Browns, and we know this is probably not going to happen in real life because they are in love with Mitch Trubisky or so they are telling us. But Pat Mahomes on the consensus big board, the number two quarterback in this draft, right behind Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Kizer and Mitchell Trubisky down by over 20 points less than them. So there it goes. Pat Mahomes off the clock, off the board to the Cleveland Browns. And that means, certain, you are up with the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals. Okay, well, I got two quarterbacks off the board right now. So you got Deshaun Watson off the board, and Pat Mahomes off the board. Man, Carson Palmer almost retired this offseason, decided to come back, so you can't imagine there's much there. And I think you got to pull the trigger on a quarterback. You got to find a longer-term option there. You do have Bruce Arians, who is one of the better quarterback whisperers in the league, so to speak. So I think you go with the prototype here. Trubisky's probably a little bit more polished, probably a little bit more ready to come out and play day one. Mm-hmm. But if I'm Arizona, I'm taking Deshaun Kizer here. I think he
okay,
has a higher ceiling.
Okay, so we have a small run on quarterbacks going on right now, and I'm surprised you guys have not made fun of me for the way I'm saying quarterback. I've been saying it quite a bit tonight.
I don't even have to say anything. You just keep saying it. So Just say it as many times as you want.
I see on Twitter right now we have some feedback coming in, which is pretty cool during this live draft here on Twitter. I'm not sure what's going on in the live thread right now. to you guys. But people are questioning the quarterback picks in the order that they were in, especially the Deshaun Watson pick for the Jets up top. Well, listen, these consensus rankings, after putting all the scores together, Deshaun Watson comes out on top with 8.87. Mahomes next with 8.82. Deshaun Kizer just taken for the Arizona Cardinals at 8.63. And Trubisky at 8.20. Now, of course, there are other intangibles that we're not taking into account, or that we should be taking into account, and we are, of course. That's why you see the wacky order here going on. For me, I'm picking Watson with the Jets because I just think it's a better fit. I think Trubisky and Mahomes are going to be good, and even to Kizer, you know, there's question marks about him right now, but I think they're all going to have good careers if they end up in the right situation. I think Watson is just a natural good fit for the Jets. And we could talk about the quarterbacks a little more. And, of course, Mahomes and Trubisky, that's kind of the debate right now for the Cleveland Browns, but I hear they're leaning towards Trubisky in real life. Anyways, Deshaun Kizer off the board for the Cardinals. That is a great landing spot for him. I think he needs to sit back a little bit and watch. And under Bruce Arians and Carson Palmer, that is perfect for him. All right, Houts, you are now on the clock with the Philadelphia Eagles with pick number 14.
Philly got their quarterback last year, so I'm not really looking at one in 2017. So, I mean, you got Reuben Foster still available.
I hate you.
I had no choice. Yeah, Reuben Foster there. I think Philly could use a linebacker. And then they also got Dalvin Cook. For me, ideally, I would have rather seen McCaffrey fall there, but some guy named Houts took him for the Panthers. So for me, I mean, I had Garrett Conley mocked here a little bit ago, but after all that incident in Cleveland, I can't go there.
What happened with Garrett Conley? Just to kind of fill our people in if they haven't seen.
I've been working all day. I just got to read bits and pieces of it, but I believe it was he was accused of rape, is it? Or something of that sort in Cleveland, correct?
He was accused of rape, yep. Yeah,
and I had nothing to do with it.
I hope not, because you're going to be in jail.
Okay.
Damn, dude.
I am not the rapist, okay?
Oh,
I know you guys
right.
only know one person from Cleveland, but it wasn't me.
Yeah, that went downhill fast. Okay, so
that conversation went south. Let's move on here.
All right, so Philly needs a cornerback. For me, I'm going Marlon Humphrey, the cornerback out of Alabama. I think that'll help Philly's secondary, and they definitely need pieces in there. So that's my pick there. Okay, let's just move on.
Yeah. Can we just move on here? All right. So Marlon Humphrey off the board to the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what's going on with you. Anyways, I am now on the clock with the Indianapolis Colts here. And again, guys, I am running to the podium here. Maybe not really running to the podium because there are questions about this guy after what happened at the combine with a diluted sample. And no, I am not talking about Jabril Peppers. I am talking about Reuben Foster. But listen, in real life, we are now hearing that he is not going to experience a free fall like some people are predicting. Instead, he is still going to go in the top 10, top 15. And that is where he is going to stop right here. He is going to go to the Indianapolis Colts at number 15 overall. And they can certainly use his help on that defense. And Joe Philbin will get along with him just fine on the other side of the ball, coaching the offensive linemen.
Having him picking up litter and stuff on the practice.
Yeah, but listen, Reuben Foster on our consensus big board, number two player overall out of over 500 players, number two player overall for Reuben Foster. His fall stops there. And listen, some people were saying the 49ers were interested in taking him at number two. I'm not so sure that happens now with the test at the combine. He should fall a little bit, but 15 is his landing spot right here in the Finsider Radio mock draft. Up next on the clock, certain the Soccer Dad and the Baltimore Ravens. Go ahead.
Man, this is the part of the draft where it gets tough, just because there's probably two or three options for every team right now at this point, and it's such a fluid situation. That's why I like kind of going through it the way we're doing it, because, you know, when you do a mock draft on FanSpeak or First Pick or whatever you use, you can just kind of fast forward to your pick, and you don't really appreciate the decisions that people might have to make in between picks here. But anyway, getting back to Baltimore, I'm looking at they could use some pass rush there. I think they could also use a wide receiver. Mike Williams is still on the board.
Yep.
He's definitely a possibility. And then you have see, they have Carl Lawson and Tackris McKinley maybe as some 3-4
mm-hmm.
outside linebacker types. I'm thinking
you're struggling here, huh?
I know. This wide receiver class is maybe not top shelf, but does have some depth. So I'm gonna go ahead and wait on Mike Williams. I'm gonna get some depth there in the second round maybe.
Okay.
So I'm looking at that pass rush, and Carl Lawson seems like a guy that I think the Ravens are gonna like. I think he's got the productivity there, he's got the SEC competition there. And he's got the profile of a 3-4 outside linebacker, has some serious pass rush skills, and he absolutely dominated some games this year. So I'm looking at Carl Lawson for the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, Carl Lawson, the number one player in tier number two on the horizontal board, right after Myles Garrett and Solomon Thomas, going to the Baltimore Ravens. House and the Washington Redskins are now on the clock.
All right. I'm just going to say the Washington football team. I don't want to say
okay. Okay.
All right. I just
got you.
So, and that was it really seemed like you were struggling there, and I think you knew all along it might have been Carl Lawson, but I mean, more credit to you, man. All right. Anyway, for me, Washington, I think they could use help on defense. Carl Lawson's a great pick for Baltimore. I kind of lean in that way myself. But for me, I'm going to go with one of the Dolphins' favorites and who I ultimately hope falls to 22.
Don't
I'm going
to
go with Hassan Reddick. I'm going to go with Hassan Reddick out of Temple. He can play outside linebacker, inside linebacker. He can play on the line.
No.
He's a physical freak, and I think he could help any defense in the NFL. I'm not even sure he's going to be there when Washington picks. But for me, that's the player I took with whatever pick that is at Washington.
Oh, jeez. All right. Oh, God. All right. That's the 17th pick out spot. This is what's going to happen in real life, right? Reddick's going to get so close to the Dolphins, right within reach, and then boom, someone's going to come in and snag him. Hassan Reddick, number 22 overall on our consensus big board. And in terms of the linebacker rankings, number one in tier two, right behind Reuben Foster's number two overall linebacker. Hassan Reddick, fortunately, off the board. That means I am up for the Tennessee Titans, and for the first time in a long time, I am not running to the podium. I need to kind of think about this one here because the Tennessee Titans can go in a lot of different directions with this pick here in terms of who we have off the board right now. They do need help on the defensive side of the ball. They need help at linebacker. They need help at cornerback. They also can use some pieces on the offense. They can use wide receivers. Yes, they have Rishard Matthews, who had a nice year. Yes, they have some his name slips me right now. Tajay Sharpe. There we go. Tajay Sharpe, who they drafted early on last year, who's coming along. But they can use some more weapons for Marcus Mariota. They can also use a tight end to go along with Delanie Walker. And you're looking at David Njoku on the board right now. And he is the number two tight end in pretty much everyone's land and draft guides. But you also look at possible wide receivers, right? Then you could look at someone like a tight end, like Jake Butt, maybe in the second round for the Tennessee Titans. You're looking at the defensive position. Zach Cunningham, I think this is a little too early for him. Derek Barnett, same thing. If we were able to trade down, I would. So I'm going to go with wide receiver here. I'm going to go with John Ross, the speedster. And I think it's going to be a nice little weapon for Marcus Mariota. Marcus Mariota has a nice touch on his deep ball. And I think Ross is going to compliment him well over there. All right, Sutton, you are now on the clock with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay seems like they could use a little bit more offensive spark there as well. You just mentioned Njoku still being on the board. Cameron Brate had a pretty decent year for the Bucs last year, but I think they could certainly use a seam-bursting guy like even Njoku. I originally had Derek Barnett going here. I know they could use some pass rush, but I think there's better value with Njoku. I think he's a better athlete. I think he has a higher ceiling. So I'm going Njoku here.
All right. You are going Tampa Bay Buccaneers, David Njoku, off the board. And that is going to be a nice little weapon for Jameis Winston there, especially with the wide receiver core. They got Grooman over there and – 4 hours up the road from the University of Miami. A bad deal for Njoku. All right, Broncos and House, you are now on the clock.
All right, I did it with my last pick with Washington. I'm going to have to do it again here with Denver. I think they need help on the offensive line. A lot of Dolphin fans want Forrest Lamp to fall to them at 22. I'm sorry, guys.
You're not taking Lamp, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking Forrest Lamp. I think he's the best. I think he's the best offensive lineman in this year's draft. And I think he'd do wonders for Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch, whoever the Broncos ultimately decide to throw out there. So in order for them to have a good year, they need to shore up that offensive line, and Forrest Lamp's the guy.
Forrest Lamp off the board. Man, I was hoping we would be able to debate him at 22. That would have been a great ratings boost for us, right? We would have been flying off the charts with Nielsen ratings. We would have been up to the podcast charts on iTunes, but you have to ruin it. Way to take one, not take one for the team. Thank you very much. Forrest Lamp is going to be a great player in the NFL. Number one rated offensive lineman on the consensus big board. And in terms of the overall score that we have for him, 9.03. And the next offensive lineman is Ryan Ramczyk, offensive tackle, with 8.93. But again, Forrest Lamp, a guy who can play offensive guard and offensive tackle if needed. So that is going to be something to watch in real life on Thursday night as he starts falling into the teens. Will someone trade up for him? Will they stay put? And will he make it to the Miami Dolphins at 22? And will they have to make a decision on him? We will have to see what goes on. All right. That means I am on the clock with the Detroit Lions. And again, like the Tennessee Titans, the Lions have a bunch of needs and can go in any direction. But I think their biggest need is on defense and that defensive line. That means I am going with Malik McDowell. He is the one of the best remaining defensive players who have not been picked in terms of value. He is the number 17 guy on the consensus big board. Two guys in front of him at 11 and 16 offensive players. We won't reveal that until those guys are picked. But there is no defensive player in front of him based on the board. So that is where we are going. He'll be able to help out the Lions in a 4-3 situation from day one. All right. That means we have come to the Miami Dolphins, and we are going to pause the mock draft here for about 7 minutes and really discuss. And we had the stream of consciousness segment last week where we just kind of just threw ideas off each other and talked about a whole bunch of different things. And we are going to post a poll on Twitter. Sutton and House, one of you guys are going to post this question in the Finsider Radio live thread. So what we're going to do is this. You're going to pick one player, Sutton. House, you're going to pick a player you want to draft, and I'm going to pick a player that we want to draft. And then those three will be the three choices that we decide from. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, Sutton, who are you picking?
Oh, man, you had to pick me first, didn't you? Okay.
You said you were ready. All right. Let's go with House. Let's go with House.
All right, so like you guys have been running to the podium, for me, I think we're going to run to the podium. If this mock draft does come to fruition, I think Derek Burnett's the best player on the board. That's my pick for the Dolphins at 22. I know we need pass rushers desperately. Cameron Wake's not getting any younger. You got Andre Branch. He just signed a new contract. He's a pass rusher. But Derek Burnett, he seems to set the edge well. He seems to rush the passer well. You could have gone a couple different directions. You could have gone Zach Cunningham, maybe an offensive lineman, cornerback. But for me, Derek Burnett, he's one of this draft's best pass rushers, so I'm going Derek Barnett at 22 if he falls to Miami.
All right, Simon,
I think that would be a great pick, honestly. He's probably in my top three in this conversation right now. But the defensive end class is so deep this year. I really like the value that it's going to present in day two or day three. So I'm looking at a position that's a little bit more thin, and you already mentioned him. I might be on a little bit of an island here nowadays, but I'm going Zach Cunningham here. I think we need some help at linebacker. I don't think we have a settled short-term or long-term. I don't think we have the health there that we would like to have. So I'm looking at improving the linebacking core. Zach Cunningham can play three downs in this league. He's long. He's got range. And I think the weaknesses that he does have are coachable. So he has all the intangibles you look for. He has the uncheckered injury history there. So I think he's a pretty safe pick in the first round, and I also think he has a pretty high ceiling considering how athletic he is.
All right, so Zach Cunningham, surprise there from you, Sutton. We know you love him, and we know we are not going to change your mind when it comes to linebackers.
Yeah, right, I'm not going to change my mind about linebacker, but I can be persuaded about what position we go. I think defensive end and corner are really deep this year, so that's why I'm not in a hurry to get them in the first round. I think we can get them later. That's why I'm actually kind of looking at safety, linebacker, and guard, the thinner positions. We need to get them now because the market is so much thinner at those positions. Safety notwithstanding, that's pretty deep, but guard is a little bit more thin, and linebacker is certainly more thin than any of the defensive positions.
All right, so we have Derek Barnett from Houts, right? We have Zach Cunningham from Sutton, and I am going to go with, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Pat Elflein.
Yeah. No.
Got him. No?
Buda Baker. Right. Buda Baker.
Ooh. Buda, Buda,
okay.
Buda.
I am going to go with him because
you're going
when
Buda
you,
Baker.
I am Baker. Because when you look at the horizontal board, right? And can one of you guys put this up in the live thread right now, those three choices?
I posted it. I'm on it.
Oh, good. Okay, I just put it up. I just put the Twitter poll up. If you're listening on Twitter, then vote now. Vote right now. You have 7 minutes to vote. Okay, so here's why I'm going with Buda Baker. When you look at the offensive the horizontal board, Sutton, like you said, there is a lot of depth at defensive end. And we could go Tack McKinley here. We could go Charles Harris. We could go T.J. Watt, right? Even Jordan Willis might be in play. But I think you can get a call on a defensive end, a starter from day one in the second round when you're at this point of the board, okay? Linebacker, I do think Zach Cunningham's a little too early right now. If we're in real life, I'd look to trade down, then grab him. I'd have no problem with that. Jared Davis is someone as well who probably go late in the first round. Tyus Bowser, after talking to Ian Wharton that one day here on Finnsider Radio, I'm a little put off by him. Cornerback, Jerrion Conley, man, he's going to mess up the entire draft, right? Because you've got probably get Conley going in the teens, Marlon Humphrey moving down a little bit, and then things start to make sense. You can look at Quincy Wilson, who's a very good football player, but again, 22 I think is too rich for him. Now we're looking at the safeties, okay? You got Malik Hooker, Jamal Adams right at the top there. No question about it. Then you got Buda Baker and Obi Melifonwu, okay? Then you got Jabril Peppers, who just tested positive for a diluted sample at the combine. Take him off the board. Get him out of the way. And then from there, there's a bigger drop-off. Then you go to tier three. So there's really no after these two guys, in my opinion, there's not a lot going on in terms of the safety position. So if you want to strike at the safety position, you need to do it right now in the first round. Forrest Lamp off the board. He would have been in play, but he's gone. Someone else who may be, there's Pat Elflein. But again, 22 is too rich for me, and I think Dan Feeney can be a solid player as well, someone you might get at 54. And then O.J. Howard and David Njoku off the board, so the Dolphins aren't even thinking they're tempted to pick there. So I'm going with Buda Baker right there. Just a few quick notes on him for those listening who may not be familiar with him. He's from Washington. He is 195 pounds, just over, just under 6 feet. He was a four-star safety recruit out of high school, originally committed to Oregon, but then signed with Washington. He is a phenomenal athlete. Last year, he led the Huskies in tackles, 71, with 10 tackles for a loss, 8 passes defended, and 2 interceptions to earn consensus All-American and first-team All-Pac 12 honors. And then he decided to skip his senior season and enter this current draft. He is a good blitzer. He has a great burst. He has violent collisions very often on film, a very physical tackler, stays low, drives his feet very well. Obviously, some weaknesses there. He is a little undersized. He just under 200 pounds, so it's not ideal. Doesn't have the greatest height that you would want in guys in the backfield, but I think sometimes you have to go from the typical prototype and then move from there. All right, any reaction right now on the live thread?
Not as of yet, but it seems like some stuff is starting to come in. Daytona Dolphin went linebacker.
All right, so we have
Yeah, and Scrappy's talking about the article that I just posted on the Finsider this past week and about choosing beer in the first round. So, but to your Buda Baker selection, I mean, I think he is one of those safeties that is a great complement to what Rashad Jones does. So I think from that standpoint, the safety position is going to be solved for quite a few years. Just in the back of my mind, I know we've signed Nate Allen. We have Michael Thomas, who kind of rotates in there, and as well as T.J. McDonald coming back from his suspension. So thinking there might be a little bit of a logjam there for a first-round pick. I could see maybe a midday pick might be a little bit better value in terms of what we're going to get out of it. But at the same time, again, like I said earlier, great compliment to Rashad Jones. So we'll leave this with the people and see what they say.
All right. So let's look at our Twitter poll right now. 81 votes. Derek Barnett leading the way with 75%. Zach Cunningham, 17%. And Buda Baker with 8%. So don't think this is going to change much over the next 2 minutes, guys. We have 2 minutes left
and
for the pick.
I think it was pretty obvious. I mean, I just got to go first. I mean, Derek Barnett, if he's there at 22, I mean, there's not many people that would pass that up, especially when you have a team that's a 34-year-old in Cameron Wake. You got Andre Branch, who he's good, but, I mean, you could definitely use that defensive end, and Derek Barnett, he's one of the best 4-3 defensive ends in this year's draft. So, I mean,
William Hayes is on the one-year contract, too. So, yeah. I mean, there's some volatility there, no doubt, and we definitely need a long-term pass rusher.
We do keep talking about depth, but, I mean, when you get a player that, I mean, you can't really say he's elite, but he's pretty damn close to elite compared to some of them guys you might get in the second round. So, I mean, if a guy who's like a top 10 overall player falls down to 22, I mean, rumors, Armando, he's been saying the Dolphins have significant interest in him. I mean, you can't pass that up, and he'd be a huge get for the Dolphins at 22.
But one thing we'd have to understand as fans is that Barnett is probably not going to get the snaps that most first-round defensive ends would get. It's going to be a hard time for him to get snaps. So this is going to be a long-term decision, not necessarily one that's going to pay immediate dividends. So we're just going to have to be patient. We can't rush this guy out there and assume, you know, all-pro status right away. You know, he's going to be learning under some of the best defensive ends in the league. And if there's any guy Derek Barnett, you know, he's going to be a protege to Cameron Wake in this scenario. So what better situation is that?
All right. Good conversation here. The poll has ended. Time is up. We are ready to turn in our card. And the choice is based on the Twitter poll results and a live thread reaction. Although big shout out to Nick Robertson, who backed up my Buda Baker pick. I think the only one on both Twitter and a live thread who agreed with me there. But here are the results of the Twitter poll. 113 at total votes. I think there's still a few seconds left, but we're going to go with this one. 76% say Derek Barnett, 17% say Zach Cunningham, and 7% say Buda Baker. So, ladies and gentlemen, the pick is Derek Barnett for the Miami Dolphins at number 22. Now, if that happens in real life, I think everybody will be very pleased with that. Yeah. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. No question. Good pick, Hout. Yep. Good pick, Dr. Hout.
You guys told me first, so it was easy.
Hout, you kind of already touched on Derek Barnett. Do you want to add anything else for those listening out there?
I mean, I think he's a stud. I think with the Dolphins are getting him as a pass rusher, I think learning, like Sutton said, opposite of Cameron Wake, one of the best in the business. I mean, that's just things you can't teach. So, I mean, to have a guy like that can set the edge well, rush the passer. You can never have too many pass rushers, especially when, 40-year-old Tom Brady's still tossing up touchdown passes. So maybe Derek Barnett will be the one to go out there and knock Brady into retirement. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God, that would be amazing. Absolutely a freak.
I'd spend that pick on him just to see that.
All right, let's take the next 10 minutes to finish up this mock draft. We're going to run through these picks and then wrap up the show. All right, the Giants and I are now on the clock. I am going with running back Dalvin Cook. He was the number 11 overall guy on the board, the top offensive player left on the consensus big board. That means House and the Oakland Raiders are now on the clock.
All right, yeah, for me, this is a guy I'm not really the biggest fan of, but at linebacker, I think it's a huge need the Oakland Raiders. I'm going to go with the Florida Gator, Jared Davis. He's a thumper, three-down linebacker. I think he could get a little better at coverage, but for me, he's a run stuffer, and, I mean, that defense is already sick. So, Adam Jack Del Rio's defense, I think that's the difference that the Raiders could use this season, and, I mean, they're already a playoff contender, so let's just throw Jared Davis on that awesome-ass defense.
All right, Jared Davis. Oh, my God, imagine Jared Davis with that freaking defense. That is going to be absolutely insane.
Khalil Mack is disgusting.
And going back to the Dalvin Cook pick with the Giants, listen, putting him with Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham, just absolutely filthy. Okay, absolutely filthy. All right, let me just see where we are here on Twitter. I just want to make sure we are all caught up here with the picks in this comments thread. We just had the I don't think I posted a Dalvin Cook. Let me just post this. While we're waiting, I'm going to let you go on the clock, Sutton, with the Houston Texans. You could take a few seconds to decide.
Well, I can take a few seconds, but I think this is going to be a pretty easy choice for Houston if the board falls this way, because Mitch Trubisky is still on the board. That's why I won the top four quarterbacks. I didn't have to move up for anybody. And I'm going to get some desperately needed competition in there at the most important position for Houston. So go ahead and sign me up for Mitch Trubisky.
Mitch Trubisky off the clock to the Houston Texans. And that is a great deal for them because they are in desperate need of a quarterback. All right, so Jared Davis to the Raiders. Mitch Trubisky to the Houston Texans. Just posting this on Twitter. How's taking Jared Davis defensive end? With the 24th pick, Oakland Raiders. And that means I and the Seahawks are now on the clock. And I am going to go here cornerback. They have been talking about trading Richard Sherman. I don't think they're going to trade him, but it does look like his time is coming up fairly soon. That means I am going to go with a cornerback here, and I am going to go with Quincy Wilson, who is a baller and can play multiple positions in that backfield. Quincy Wilson, the cornerback, is the pick for the Seattle Seahawks. All right, that means House and the Kansas City Chiefs, you are on the clock.
All right, for me here, I'm going to go a little out of the box. I don't justify what he did, but I do think he's one of the best running backs in this year's draft, so I'm going to go Joe Mixon here for the Chiefs. They could use the help at running back. I think he's probably, if it wasn't for the incident, I think he'd be a first-round pick. Panicked a little bit, getting thrown in here for the Chiefs, so I'm going to go with Joe Mixon. I think he has the talent to be a first-round pick. He's probably one of the best backs in this draft, and I mean, he can definitely help out that Chiefs offense. And you also took Trubisky, which screwed everything up because that's who I had sitting there projected to him. So I mean,
that's right.
I'm going Mixon.
I don't like that pick because I don't like Joe Mixon. But listen, he's going to get picked, right?
I'm not the Chiefs. It's not my team. I mean, if the Dolphins were to take Joe Mixon in what, the third or fourth round, I mean, how are we going to feel then? It's hard to say. I mean, you don't condone what he did. You hope that he's sorry for what he did, but I mean, the talent's there, and this is just a hypothetical mock draft, so I'm going with Joe Mixon.
No, I absolutely hear you. And listen, if we don't hear his name called in the first round on Thursday night, I can guarantee you're going to hear his name very early on Friday night because he will be going very early in the second round if he is still on the clock. All right. That means we got me, Sutton, Houts, me's. Did I mess that up? No, how Sutton. So Sutton, you and the Dallas Cowboys are now on the clock.
Okay. I'm looking at Jason Witten's getting up there, and I have a athletic monster still on the board in Evan Engram. And I think I can groom him under Witten for at least a year, maybe two. Hopefully maybe get him to put on a little bit weight without sacrificing any of his athleticism, maybe improve his blocking a little bit, but at the end of the day, they're going to bring him in to make some plays, and that's going to be another pass catcher for Dak Prescott in that offense, so let's go ahead and get Evan Engram and his ridiculous athleticism on this team.
All right, so Evan Engram to the Dallas Cowboys. I think that's a nice pick for Dak Prescott and that budding offense, that young budding offense. That means I am on the clock with the Green Bay Packers, and it is no secret they need desperate defensive help. So I am going to the podium with safety Obi Melifonwu. and he is going to be the pick for the Green Bay Packers there. He'll be a nice little presence to kind of pair up with HaHa Clinton Dix. Those two back there, I think they can start to solidify the backfield for the Green Bay Packers. Out, so you're on the clock with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right, growing up in central Pennsylvania, I despise the Steelers. I just want to throw that out there. For me, I'm going to go with I'm going to go with J.J. Watt's younger brother. I mean, I think T.J. Watt's a good fit
no.
here.
No!
Yeah, what? No, which part? You wanted him or no, it's a shitty pick?
I wanted him right. for the Saints to pair up with your earlier pick with Jonathan Allen,
ruined.
But that's okay.
I've been ruining
you are just ruining everything.
Now I'm ruining the mock draft you set up, so I'm going to go with T.J. I'm going to go with T.J. Watt. I think he's the right fit here. I think he helps out that defense. They just lost Timmons to a AFC contender down in South Florida. So, I mean, that's the pick for me.
All right. T.J. Watt, a lot of talk about him. We'll see how that shakes out on Thursday evening. That means, Sutton, you are on the clock with the Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons, it looks like they just could use a little touching up on the trenches there. So there's actually quite a few offensive linemen have fallen in the mock draft that we've done. So, you know, you still have Elfline, you still have Ramchick, you still have Garrett Bowles out of Utah. That was, some boards, he's number one. But they all, and Cam Robinson from Alabama, he's still on the board there too. But they could also use some defensive pass rush, and that probably could have used a little bit more of that in the Super Bowl last year. So I'm thinking that's going to be the lingering thought in their mind with this pick. So I think they're going to go defensive end. And I think they are going to go with Dr. Houts' boy, Taco Charles.
Yeah.
No way.
That's my son.
No
Taco Charlton to the Atlanta Falcons.
Listen, if Taco falls that far, I think a lot of teams will be happy with him. I am not a huge fan personally of Taco Charlton. But there is no doubt he is going to go in the first round just because of the position that he plays. All right, that means I have the last pick in the Finsider Radio, the first annual Finsider Radio mock draft. I mean, they may have done it in the past when we weren't hosting the show, but listen, we're the best hosts out there. No one can beat us, so we're just going to count this as the first annual Finsider Radio mock draft. I don't care what anyone says. What do you guys think?
I'm 100% on board.
All right, so the Saints are back on the clock because of the Brandon Cooks trade. Remember, they traded with the Patriots, and they had a nice pickup earlier in the rounds with Jonathan Allen. So that means I'm going to pair up Zach Cunningham, the linebacker, with him. We love Zach Cunningham. Zach Sutton, I know you love Zach Cunningham there, and I love Zach Cunningham. I just don't love him at 22, okay? So we will see how that shakes out, but I do think Zach Cunningham is going to be a very good player in the NFL, and pairing him up with Jonathan Allen back there, I think it's going to be very nice for the Saints if that happens. I don't think that's going to happen in real life, but you never know. Ooh. And that is the first round. All right. Let me just recap for you.
Wait, we're doing the second, right? We're doing the next six rounds right now?
Yes, let me just recap the first round, then we'll start with the second round. Okay, hold on.
I'm going to take some Adderall.
All right, so let me just recap for you. Browns, Myles Garrett, 49ers, Solomon Thomas, Chicago Bears, Marshawn Lattimore, Jacksonville, Leonard Fournette, Tennessee, Malik Hooker, New York Jets, Deshaun Watson, LA Chargers, Corey Davis, the wide receiver, Panthers, Christian McCaffrey, Bengals, Jamal Adams, Bills, O.J. Howard, Saints, Jonathan Allen, Browns, Pat Mahomes, Cardinals, Deshaun Kizer, Eagles, Marlon Humphrey, Colts, Reuben Foster, Ravens, Carl Lawson, Redskins, Hassan Reddick, Titans, John Ross, Buccaneers, David Njoku, Broncos, Forrest Lamp, Lions, Malik McDowell, Dolphins, based on the Twitter poll and the live thread, the people have spoken, Derek Barnett, Giants, Dalvin Cook, Raiders, Jared Davis, Texans, Mitch Trubisky, Seahawks, Quincy Wilson, Chiefs, Joe Mixon, Cowboys, Evan Ingram, Packers, Obi Melanofu, Steelers, TJ Watt, Falcons, Taco Charlton, and the Saints, Zach Cunningham. And I'm going to ask you guys real quick. I don't know. Do you guys have the list in front of you, or are you not writing it down?
Kind of, sort of.
All right.
I'm ready.
So if I asked you who was the biggest reach, who would you say?
I got to say Deshaun Watson, personally. I don't think he's I don't think he's a first-round quarterback, period. I don't like the arm talent that he has. I think there's a little bit more desire there. Granted, he's got good intangibles. He seems like a good kid, a good leader. He's going to work hard. I just think his ceiling is a backup quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, okay. All right. How about you?
For me, I might go Marlon Humphrey. I look back at that pick. I think Philly definitely need a cornerback. But, I mean, Reuben Foster was there, and I don't – I mean, he's fallen to 15 or 14. I mean, that's a player you got to take. So I'm going to go back in time and take Foster again, maybe let Humphrey fall a little bit. I also got to go back to my own pick. I took Malik Hooker over Jamal Adams. Adams still kind of teeter-tottering. So, I mean, those two picks right there kind of did me dirty, and I'm going to be the first one to admit that's my bet.
Hmm. Okay, interesting. For me, yeah, I'm just looking right here. I don't like taking a running back that high to Jacksonville, but I understand it.
I don't like Fournette over McCaffrey. That's my biggest thing.
I get that pick. I think I'm going to go with this is tough, you know. I'm just looking here. I think the end of the round, I think we kind of nailed it with the picks there. I think that seems about right. Evan Engram, no, he's even ranked 25th overall on the consensus big board. If I had to pick, you guys already picked Kaiser. You got not Kaiser, Deshaun Watson, and you already picked Marlon Humphrey. But I'm going to stretch it a little bit and just be a little more critical than I should be. But I'm going to go with the Carl Lawson pick to the Baltimore Ravens. Carl Lawson is the 21st overall player. I do understand that Ravens need some help. And I do understand that he was number one on tier two after Myles Garrett and Solomon Thomas. But I think there were some other players on the board that you could have gone in a different direction there. All right, how about the guy or the pick that had the most value? Since I went last, I'm going to go first. And I'm going to say Jamal Adams, my own pick at number nine with the Cincinnati Bengals. If he's at nine in real life, something went terribly wrong. He is going top five most likely. Sutton, how about you for best value in this first round?
Best value, man, I really like your Reuben Foster pick at 15. I know there's certainly some question marks there. Not sure how some of that stuff is going to play out. But in terms of the athleticism and the talent there, that's a great value at number 15. I think in terms of just maybe overall luck, I think the pick of Pat Mahomes at 12, that was pretty lucky for a quarterback to fall to the Cleveland Browns. And they really had – there's only one other quarterback off the board at that point. So they had their choice of three of the top four, which I think it was a pretty good predicament for them to be in, considering they took Myles Garrett number one overall and then just kind of hoped that the board fell that way. To see some of those other teams in the top 10 pass, I think that was a pretty fortunate break for Cleveland. So maybe that was the biggest lucky break.
All right, Hal, how about you?
All right, for me, I mean, you guys have both named some good players. I like Jonathan Allen there for New Orleans. Like Sutton said, Mahomes there for Cleveland. Reuben Foster. But for me, I'm going to go with, it might be a little bit of a homer pick, but Derek Barnett there for Miami. I mean, I think he's better than Carl Lawson. I think he's probably the third best defensive end this year's draft. And, I mean, like we've all agreed and like the fans have spoken, I mean, if he's there at 22, the Dolphins run to that podium. I don't think they even consider trading back. I mean, that's a guy who could be on this defense for several years, learn behind some of the greats. I mean, at 22, that's freaking great value. And that, for me personally, is my biggest steal in this Finsider mock draft.
All right. Sounds good, guys. We do have a few callers. I do want to make sure we get to them. Guys, we're going to bring you on real quick. We're going to answer your question real quick, and then we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you for calling Finsider Radio. Thank you for holding. Who are we talking to, and what is your question?
Hello?
Hey, Kai?
Kai.
Yes, Steve?
What's up, buddy? What's your question for us?
Today.
I know. You just couldn't resist.
Yeah, because I was listening, and then I heard Dalvin Cook to the Giants. And
yep.
I just wanted to question it and why the pick.
Okay.
Like more
so,
in depth, I guess.
Yeah, not a problem. So I'm going to put you back on mute here while we answer your question. Listen, one of the biggest needs for the Giants, they do need help on defense as well, but when you have a guy sitting like Dalvin Cook and number 9 on the consensus big board that we're using here, based on the average of 4 scouting guys inside the pylon, Ian Warren, Optimum Scouting, and Dane Brugler, be sure to buy those. But Dalvin Cook, 11 overall, and in terms of the horizontal board, you're looking at number 2 overall, even ahead of Christian McCaffrey, right behind Leonard Fournette. So when the Giants are picking at 23, but they don't really have a prominent running back there, I think that is the pick because you can pair him up, make that offense elite, basically a little more better than it already is, if that makes sense, when you got Odell, when you got Sterling Shepard, and now you got Brandon Marshall. Eli, towards the end of his career, I think you need to take some stress off Eli Manning there. So that is why I went with Dalvin Cook. Kai, thank you for calling Finsider Radio. And we will talk to you next week. Enjoy the draft. Next caller up on the line, thank you for calling Finsider Radio. Who are you and what is your question?
This is Chris, a.k.a. Dolphin Fan for Life.
What's up, buddy? What you got for us?
My question kind of refers to all this stuff that's coming up about these players in the draft. You have all these first-rounders that automatically these red flags are coming up. I mean,
okay.
Two times this week with just this week alone with the watered down thing and then the sexual assault case. With what happened with Tunsil so close to the draft, do you think this is going to be more of a trend? And do you think
that's a fantastic question.
Christoph, thank you for calling. We're going to put you on mute. We missed you a ton. Please call next week. Sutton, I know you are highly experienced in this area in terms of diluted samples and skirting the law. So, do you want to answer this?
Man, how can I even respond after that zinger? That was really good.
We'll burn deep.
Anyway, no, I thought it was a fantastic question. I actually had the same thought to myself. Like, is this going to be kind of the new way to get for teams to get what they want is to figure out how to manipulate the news a little bit? I don't know. It's a little bit too much of a conspiracy theory for me. But I think there definitely is – it's something to just look for to see if it develops into a trend here because, I mean, we're seeing – Peppers and Foster, and then with some of the injury rechecks, Jonathan Allen has fallen down boards, so to speak. John Ross might be falling down boards because of injury stuff. So you do have, you know, some top 20 guys where you're not sure where they're going to land. It might be round two. You know, it might be after that. We just don't know, and that's what the crazy thing about the draft is that some players fall way farther than nobody expected Miles Jack to fall into the second round last year. I mean, people had their concerns, but you don't know how risk-averse NFL teams are in the first round. So it would not shock me to see some top 20 guys fall straight out of the first round just because NFL teams just aren't putting up with it anymore.
Yep, and it's the millennials, right? Houts and Sutton, you two are millennials, right?
Can I touch on that for 1 second? I mean, for me,
yeah,
if you're
real
going
quick.
To the – job interview, I mean, why are you drinking all that water that's good diluted test? I mean, it's something that people have done. I mean, it's what anyone would do if they're trying to pass a piss test that they know they're going to fail. So, I mean, it's pretty shady. Maybe these guys are legit and completely innocent, but it just comes off the wrong way.
No, it's very shady.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Very shady. Christoph, thank you for calling. We missed you, buddy.
Thanks,
all right,
Christoph.
Next caller. We got two more callers to bring on it. Thank you for calling Finsider Radio. Who are you and what is your question?
This is Lou from Jersey. I've heard of you, but it's my first time calling, actually.
All right. Thank you for holding. We apologize for the long wait time. We were just wrapping things up.
I know. You don't think Watson is going to be a first-round draft pick?
I do. I'm opposite the Jets.
Okay.
So, Sutton, was it you who said Watson is not going to be a first-round? You don't think he will be a first-round based on the needs for quarterback?
Yeah, let me go ahead and draw a distinction here. He will be a first-round pick. I just don't think he is going to have the career of a first-round quarterback.
I like Deshaun Watson. I think he's the best quarterback in this year's draft. I love Pat Mahomes, too, but I think Watson's the most NFL-ready quarterback. I think he's the best pick there. I mean, there's 100%. I'd mortgage my house that Deshaun Watson is going in the first round based on
teams
that are going to be a
quarterback. He will.
You know? So there's no doubt, and he definitely has the talent to be a first round quarterback. That's not a question.
Yeah,
that's a little extreme, but
just a little bit. I would say mortgage my house. Yeah, I would not mortgage on anyone coming into the draft.
Not if
but
he's a Jet. I would never mortgage my house on a Jet.
Oh, you had to go there.
I did. Yeah. I don't like the Jets. I'm sorry.
All right, man. Thank you for calling Finsider Radio. We appreciate all of our first-time callers, and thank you for listening. Take care. Have a great night. Hopefully, you call again next week, okay?
If time permits.
That was a Jets fan.
All right. Take care. All right. Last caller tonight for Finsider Radio. Who are you, and what is your question?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Steve from Mass.
Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Steve.
What's going on, guys? Just a couple of thoughts on the draft. I am hugely into college football. I watch a ton. I watched a ton of Tennessee this year. They
nice.
May or may not have lost me some money this year. But anyways, I just going against them anyways, I noticed every time it was a passing down, every time what happened was Barnett would get in that backfield and get a sack, get a hit, get a pressure, force whoever QBI had money on that day to throw the ball away, and that guy just flashed, like, constantly, like, literally almost every pass play where it was an obvious passing situation. And being in the SEC, I'm totally on this guy's bandwagon. I mean, against the best talent's production, I think I heard that he had, like, the most sacks in the SEC off of Tennessee since Reggie White or something. Like, I just care about production more than, you know, these guys who, like, just blow the doors off the combine like, you know, Deion Jordan did.
Yeah.
I'm all in on that dude. I'm hoping he drops, man. When I first seen, like, Mox come out in, like, January, I seen him, like, Barnett was, like, top five, top ten. So I guess, you know, his measurables and all that weren't too great. But I'm all on the Barnett bandwagon. And secondly, your boy Cunningham, I was listening to a couple of podcasts in this last week with Kuiper and McShay on ESPN, and they both were talking about him going second round or maybe even early third round. So I would be totally cool with that if he fell to us. I think it'd be a little bit of a reach, in my opinion, at 22. But, yeah, those are my 2 points, and that's all I got, guys. Take it easy.
All right, man.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You for calling. We appreciate
Thanks,
the feedback. I'm definitely Derek Barnett. He is a very someone who is maybe there at 22. I don't think he's going to get there, but if he's there, the Dolphins should absolutely run to the podium with that pick. All right, boys, let's wrap up the show. We're an hour deep. I know it's the last one before the draft. Lots of exciting things happening. My wife is banging on the ceiling, wondering where I am. She thinks I may have passed away down in the basement, because we're never usually this long, at least for the past few weeks. We've been kind of shortening up the show, not a whole lot to talk about. But, damn, I'm excited. I'm just thinking about Thursday night and me at the circus while the draft is going on. And I'm trying to get excited. I'm trying to get excited, but I can't right now. But I am excited. You know, I'm all excited. Thank you, Daytona. We appreciate the feedback. Thank you, Rumble Pigskin, for the feedback as well on the live thread. All right. Gun to your head, boys. I want three names. Gun to your head. The Dolphins are at 22. Your top three realistic options for the Dolphins at 22. And by realistic, I mean guys who will probably go in the 15 to 30 range, okay? Reuben Foster, we're hearing now he's probably going to go lower than 15, so I'm not sure he'd be a realistic option. But guys, who you think 15 through 30, top three, are either of you ready to give me your top three?
I mean, the Sutton's not I am, but we'll go with Sutton first. Sutton, you ready? You ready, man?
Yeah, I'm going to say Reddick and Barnett.
Okay.
And for some reason, if Cam Robinson's going to drop and he can possibly play guard, then that's one name I haven't seen linked to us at all. And it would make sense for the Dolphins to draft somebody that nobody is talking about right now. So I'm just going to throw that out there as a possibility of someone to add to the offensive line that whose name isn't Forrest Lamb.
You mean you said?
Cam Robinson is the
Cam Robinson, sorry. All right, so he's an offensive tackle. Yeah, he's an offensive tackle that can probably scoot inside the guard. Second offensive tackle on the consensus big board right behind Ryan Ramczyk there. Interesting choice there. House, how about you?
All right, I mean, I like Reddick. I like Barnett, but for me, I'm just the pessimist. I don't know that they're going to fall there. So I'm going to go, all right, I'm going to think outside the box. I'm going to go Kevin King, the cornerback. I'm going to go with my boy Taco Charlton out of Michigan. And one more. I'm going to go with Jordan Willis. I mean, that might be a safe pick, but I'm going to go with Jordan Willis, Taco Charlton, and Kevin King. Those are my three.
All right, so Jordan Willis, Taco Charlton.
Kevin King.
And Kevin King. Yeah, I don't like Taco. I do like tacos, but I don't like Taco.
It's because they gave you diarrhea once. Tacos gave everyone diarrhea once, and they don't want anything.
Between the two of you, I don't know who is worse, Sutton or you, between the way these conversations go downhill so freaking fast. Oh, my God.
I didn't talk about rape. You're comparing rape with tacos and diarrhea.
I'm not even mentioning that word. You guys are – all right, moving on. Oh, okay. Gun to my head at 22. I like you both. Like, I mean, I don't like you both, but I am in agreement with you both. I hate both of you. I hate both of you, actually, and I'm forcing
you're
you to show it.
You're a dick.
All right. Okay.
How do you guys treat us like this? That hurts, man.
So here we go.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not doing a video mock draft because we'd just be flipping each other off the whole time.
Can we do that all next year? Can we do that next year?
Yeah. All right, here's my top three in order. Derek Barnett, Tack McKinley, and Quincy Wilson. So we got two defensive ends and a cornerback there. I do like Quincy again. 22, I think, is a little too rich for him. But maybe if they trade down or they just stay there and take the pick there for Quincy Wilson. But those are my top three.
Can we agree if any of these guys are the picks, we'll all be happy? I mean,
maybe not Taco. Maybe not Taco. And I do think Quincy's better than Kevin. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, there's still agreement.
King was the pick, so that's the only reason I went that way. That was a dream.
What is your name? what is your name? Neil Driscoll?
Yeah, sure. No, it isn't. It's Altradamus.
Oh, my God. You are the absolute worst. All right. That is the final show before the 2017 NFL Draft. The next time we talk to you, the Dolphins will have a new class of rookies, and we will be analyzing and breaking down every single pick from the actual draft. And we'll be talking about hits and misses for the Dolphins and other teams as well. For Houtstradamus and Certain the Soccer Dad, I am MC Money. Thank you for listening to Finside Radio. Enjoy the NFL draft. Do not go to the circus on Thursday night. Drink lots of beer and water and eat lots of pizza. And we will talk to you next week on Finside Radio.